Hey, it's a busy holiday week, and during this week, we are bringing you a look back at some of the most compelling stories and conversations we've covered for you in 2024. It's 24 in review.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Scott Peterson and Lacey Peterson, a romance that ended in tragedy. Lacey Peterson's body being found in a lake, her pregnant with Scott Peterson's child, Scott denying to this day that he had anything to do with the murder. Of course, as you know, Scott Peterson found guilty and currently serving a life sentence. Recently, in the last handful of weeks, the LA Innocence Project taking up the case of Scott Peterson, to many people's surprise, because many look at this and go, it's open and shut. He's been tried. And yeah, why Scott Peterson? And why an organization like the LA Innocence Project taking it up kind of gives a little more credence or a little more weight to the possibility of, did something happen here that maybe we all missed? Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, are you surprised the LA Innocence Project taking up the Scott Peterson case and saying that they have some new compelling evidence that may exonerate Scott Peterson or at least get him a new trial?
Well, Tony, I'm going to drop a little bit of a bombshell on you. So I did a little investigation into the LA Innocence Project.
Okay.
The LA Innocence Project is not the Innocence Project. The world famous, if you're guilty and you didn't do it, you need to contact them, Innocence Project. The one that we, I think all of us revere because they've found people who were convicted and who shouldn't have been convicted innocent. And mm-hmm. They're very particular about who they take on. Well, the Innocence Project, the real one, turned down Scott Peterson long ago. This is a secondary project, if you will, that has used the Innocence Project name, put LA in front of it. So the Innocence Project has made it very clear that this is not them, and to please direct any questions away from them to the LA Project. So that sort of relieved me right there, knowing it wasn't the Innocence Project, it's the LA Innocence Project.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like saying Bill's Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it's spelled with C's.
That's right. You know, exactly right. It's not the same deal at all. So having said that, though, they've still, you know, stuck out their neck. And I think that the reason that this has happened, of course, is to more make a name for this LA Innocence Project than anything. I think that's what it's going to end up happening. But in terms of this new piece of evidence or whatever that has been, you know, talked about, it's actually a van that was burned that was found somewhere between a mile and a half that Christmas morning. And that's about it. Mm-hmm. There is a piece of or some red that could possibly be blood, not Lacey Peterson's blood that anybody is saying, but that they think should get tested because it was, you know, Christmas morning that it was found a mile and a half away. So for me as an investigator, this is a real big stretch to connect my dots and say a van. And this is, by the way, a really bad part of town. It's not a good area. Mm-hmm. So I'm not putting, but this is the new evidence. I always like to look at the old evidence, though, in this case. Mm-hmm. Let's just start with the blood that was on the bedspread and the blood that was on his truck door. Or how about the five anchors that he made and fashioned, four of which are likely at the bottom of the ocean tied to, or used to have been tied to, Lacey's arms, right? Because her limbs apparently stayed down. The midsection came up, and obviously Connor came up initially. Mm-hmm. I think part of another arm came up later. So, and the fifth anchor was, of course, what was used as a boat anchor. Mm-hmm. Or what about the pliers that had apparently Lacey's hair, the pliers that were used on the boat, you know, wrapped all around those pliers. Obviously, we know about Amber Fry and the motive and all the lies that he told her and, you know, related to losing a wife and, you know, being in Paris when he was really at a, you know, memorial. The bottom line is, I don't think this will go anywhere. I don't think this new quote unquote piece of evidence is really much. And I don't think this Innocence Project has near the credibility of the real Innocence Project.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.